Recorded Books is proud to present the Pimsleur Language Program, the world's most effective method for teaching foreign languages. By using the Pimsleur Language Program, you will find that learning to speak a language has never been easier.
This is Unit 15 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation, which takes place between a foreigner in Kiev and a Ukrainian policeman.
Доброго ранку, товаришу міліціонер.
Здрастуйте.
Скажіть, будь ласка, де готель Україна?
Ви іноземка?
Так, іноземка.
Але ви говорите і читаєте по-українськи?
Так, трохи.
Ви знаєте, де Хрещатик?
Так, знаю.
Добре. Там є дуже великий магазин і великий готель. Це готель Україна.
Розумію. Дякую, товариш міліціонер.
Будь ласка.
Listen to it again.
Доброго ранку, товариш міліціонер.
Здрастуйте.
Скажіть, будь ласка, де готель Україна?
Ви іноземка?
Так, іноземка.
Але ви говорите і читаєте по-українськи?
Так, трохи.
Ви знаєте, де Хрещатик?
Так, знаю.
Добре. Там є дуже великий магазин і великий готель. Це готель Україна.
Розумію. Дякую, товариш міліціонер.
Будь ласка.
Do you remember how to say good morning?
Доброго ранку. Доброго ранку.
What is the word which means comrade? Say it.
Товариш. Товариш.
You can use this word with titles. For example, a new word in this dialogue was policeman. Listen and repeat.
Міліціонер. Міліціонер.
How do you say policeman?
Міліціонер. Міліціонер.
Now say the equivalent of excuse me, officer. You're literally saying, excuse me, comrade policeman. Say this.
Вибачте, товариш міліціонер. Вибачте, товариш міліціонер.
As you can see, the police officer can be a man or a woman, and you don't need to know his or her name. What you've just said is a perfectly polite way to address him or her. Now, here's the word for a male foreigner. Listen and repeat.
Іноземець. Іноземець.
How would you say he is a foreigner?
Він іноземець. Він іноземець.
Here is female foreigner. Listen and repeat.
Іноземка. Іноземка.
How would you say she's not Ukrainian? She's a foreigner.
Вона не українка. Вона іноземка. Вона не українка, вона іноземка.
Say, she's a Canadian.
Вона канадка.
She's British.
Вона англійка.
She's American.
Вона американка.
Here's to think. Listen and repeat.
Думати. Думати.
And here's how to say, I think. Listen and repeat.
Я думаю. Я думаю.
Say, I think.
Я думаю. Я думаю.
Here's how to say, I think that he's a foreigner. Listen and repeat.
Я думаю, що він іноземець. Я думаю, що він іноземець.
Did you hear the word
що?
For that? Say that.
Що? Що?
Now say, I think that he's a foreigner.
Я думаю, що він іноземець. Я думаю, що він іноземець.
Say, I think that he's at the meeting.
Я думаю, що він на зборах. Я думаю, що він на зборах.
Do you remember how to say I understand?
Я розумію.
Say, I understand Ukrainian a little.
Я трохи розумію по-українськи. Я трохи розумію по-українськи.
As said before, do not worry too much about word order in Ukrainian. It's very free, not nearly as strict as it is in German or English. Differences in word order generally result in differences in emphasis, but are not incorrect, nor do they usually make large differences in meaning. Now, here is to know. Listen and repeat.
Знати. Знати.
Here's how to say, I know. Repeat this.
Я знаю. Я знаю.
How would you say, I know where the hotel is?
Я знаю, де готель. Я знаю, де готель.
Say, I don't know where the restaurant is.
Я не знаю, де ресторан. Я не знаю, де ресторан.
How do you say to have breakfast?
Снідати. Снідати.
How would you say, I'm having breakfast?
Я снідаю. Я снідаю.
Say, I'm having dinner.
Я обідаю. Я обідаю.
Now say, I'm having supper.
Я вечеряю. Я вечеряю.
How do you say now or right now?
Зараз. Зараз.
Say, I'm having dinner now.
Я зараз обідаю. Я зараз обідаю.
How do you say, he reads Ukrainian?
Він читає по-українськи. Він читає по-українськи.
Say, she reads Ukrainian.
Вона читає по-українськи.
Here's how to say they read Ukrainian. Listen and repeat.
Вони читають по-українськи. Вони читають по-українськи.
How do you say they read Ukrainian?
Вони читають по-українськи.
How would you say they're having supper now?
Вони зараз вечеряють. Вони зараз вечеряють.
You've probably noticed that Ukrainian, like English, has verbs that change according to the person they're used with. These changes are very regular in Ukrainian. Here are some examples you already know when the person doing the action is I. Just listen.
Я читаю. Я знаю. Я розумію.
This is the typical ending when the subject is I. Listen and repeat.
You. You.
Now say, I'm having breakfast.
Я снідаю.
Say, I think.
Я думаю.
Note that
Я думаю
means I think or I'm thinking in English. But it's all the same in Ukrainian. Do you remember how to say to know?
Знати.
Say, I know.
Я знаю.
You also know the endings with he or she. Just listen.
Він обідає. Вона читає. Він думає. Вона думає.
Repeat the typical ending when the subject is he or she.
Є. Є.
Now say, he understands.
Він розуміє.
Say, she doesn't know.
Вона не знає.
My husband doesn't understand.
Мій чоловік не розуміє.
My colleague is having dinner now.
Мій колега зараз обідає.
Now listen and repeat the typical ending when the subject is they.
Ють. Ють.
Say, they don't understand.
Вони не розуміють.
Say, they're reading now.
Вони читають.
When you're talking about two or more people and use their names, it's the same as saying they. Say, Marina and Ivan know where the bank is.
Марина і Іван знають, де банк. Марина і Іван знають, де банк.
Here's but in Ukrainian. Listen and repeat.
Але. Але.
Say, but they don't know.
Але вони не знають. Але вони не знають.
Now say, but they don't know where the post office is.
Але вони не знають, де пошта. Але вони не знають, де пошта.
You already know the ending that goes with you. Listen and repeat. Do you understand Ukrainian?
Ви розумієте по-українськи?
Now ask, tell me, please, where is St. Sophia's Cathedral?
Скажіть, будь ласка, де Софійський собор?
Say, you speak Ukrainian well.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи?
We'll learn more about
говорити
and
сказати
later. For now, can you suggest what the typical ending would be when you're talking to someone, that is, for the you form? There are four things you might have said, and all are right. Here they are.
Ете, єте, іте, їте.
Ask, do you know where the Golden Gates are?
Ви знаєте, де золоті ворота?
You can also put in
не
to soften the inquiry and make it a little more polite. How would that sound? Ask, so you know where the Golden Gates are?
Ви не знаєте, де золоті ворота?
Ask, do you know where a good restaurant is? Use
не.
Ви не знаєте, де є добрий ресторан?
Ask, what are you reading?
Що ви читаєте?
Ask, when do you eat breakfast?
Коли ви снідаєте?
Now, let's review the days of the week and the numbers you have learned. Do you remember how to say Sunday?
Неділя.
Say Wednesday.
Середа.
Say Monday.
Понеділок.
Say Thursday.
Четвер.
Say Saturday.
Субота.
Say Friday.
П'ятниця.
Say Tuesday.
Вівторок.
And now the numbers. Count from 1 to 5.
Один. Два. Три. Чотири. П'ять.
Now reverse the order. Count down from 5 to 1.
П'ять, чотири, три, два, один.
Now count from 6 to 10.
Шість, сім, вісім, дев'ять, десять.
And count backwards from 10 to 6.
Десять. Дев'ять. Вісім. Сім. Шість.
Do you remember 11?
Одинадцять.
Say 12.
Дванадцять.
Here's 13. Listen and repeat.
Тринадцять.
Say 13.
Тринадцять.
Here's 14.
Чотирнадцять.
Say 14.
Чотирнадцять.
For contrast, say 4.
Чотири.
Notice that 4 ends in a sound, but that sound is lost in 14. Listen and repeat 14 carefully.
Чотирнадцять. Чотирнадцять.
Here's 15. Listen and repeat.
П'ятнадцять.
Say 15.
П'ятнадцять. П'ятнадцять.
And how do you say 14?
Чотирнадцять. Чотирнадцять.
Now say goodbye.
До побачення.
This unit of Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1 provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 15. You should be familiar with number 1. Read it aloud.
Немає входу.
Again, do not try to memorize these words and phrases. Familiarity is enough for now. Read number 2, which means train.
Поїзд.
Number 3 is a sign you'll see in train and metro stations. It means to the trains, or more literally, to trains, since Ukrainian has no the. Read number 3.
До поїздів.
Did you notice how the
до
became a part of the following word? Listen again and repeat number 3.
До поїздів.
Read number 4, which means no smoking, or literally, not to smoke.
Не курити.
Number 5 means is forbidden. Read number 5.
Заборонено.
Number 6 is to photograph or to take pictures. Read number 6.
Фотографувати.
If you're a smoker, you'll want to know this next sign, which shows where you can buy cigarettes. It means simply tobacco. Read number 7.
Тютюн.
Number 8 is a direct borrowing from English. Read it.
Bar.
Number 9 means a food stand in a hotel or theater where you can get sandwiches, cookies, tea, and so on. Read number 9.
Buffet.
Read number 10, which is another sign you'll see in a hotel, often with an arrow. It means elevator.
Lift.
Here's the sign you'll see in a restaurant indicating the toilets. Read number 11.
туалет.
The men's room will have a large
ч
on the door, or perhaps number 12, gentlemen. Read number 12.
Чоловіки.
The women's room will be marked with a large
ж,
the first letter of the word ladies, or it may have the whole word. Read number 13.
Жінки.
Now here are some words you already know. Read number 14.
Банк.
Number 15.
Театр.
Number 16.
Золоті ворота.
Number 17.
Кіно.
Number 18 is the name of a Ukrainian travel agency. You'll see it on hotels, buses, documents, and so on. Read number 18.
Інтурист.
Suppose you're out walking and want to cross a busy street. You might look for a picture of a pedestrian in a crosswalk, or for this sign, crosswalk. Read number 19.
Перехід.
In large cities, crosswalks are often under the street. Be sure not to cross the street where you see number 20. Read it.
Перехід заборонено.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.